Good evening from CBS News headquarters in New York. They buried Marilyn Monroe today, and Bob Shackney was there.
The family of Marilyn Monroe had asked for a private and a simple funeral for the 36-year-old actress. And except for a fairly small crowd of spectators, probably less than 1,000, these wishes were observed. For this was not the extravaganza that some other Hollywood funerals had been. In fact, it wasn't really a Hollywood funeral at all. There wasn't a single movie performer present among the 27 invited guests. Paying their last respects, a half-sister, also Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn's second husband and his Marine Corps son, and non-celebrities who'd been closest to Marilyn, including her chauffeurs, her makeup experts, and her hairdresser. Absent were the famous names, and according to a publicity agent at the cemetery, some of the more noted Hollywood figures were upset when they were not invited. For example, Peter Lawford, who said he was shocked when excluded. The rites themselves were simple and non-denominational. The eulogy was delivered by acting coach Lee Strasberg, who said of Marilyn Monroe that this was a warm human being, impulsive, shy, and sensitive. He went on to ask for sympathy and understanding for a sensitive artist and woman who brought joy and pleasure to the world. Marilyn was buried in a bronze casket, placed in a crypt in a small and little-known cemetery not far from Hollywood. It was a place that seemed a world away from the life that Marilyn Monroe had led up to last Sunday. This is Robert Shackney in Hollywood.
Here is a report from NBC News, Los Angeles.
Thousands were expected, hundreds showed up at Westwood Memorial Park today for the funeral of Marilyn Monroe. To keep the curious away from the mortuary chapel, 100 police, 50 from the city, and 50 private guards were on hand. Photographers and reporters, almost 200 strong, were restricted to areas outside the building. There were 23 guests, all family and associates. A number of celebrities, friends of Marilyn Monroe, had planned to attend but were not invited, told to stay away. Invitations were handled by Joe DiMaggio, second of her three husbands, her half-sister, and her business manager. They said they felt Miss Monroe would have wanted a quiet funeral, and to invite one star would have meant inviting many, so they invited none. The rites were non-denominational. At their conclusion, Miss Monroe was entombed a few yards from the chapel in the mortuary's pink marble Corridor of Memories. Her friend, drama coach Lee Strasberg, read the eulogy. Among other things, he said, she had a luminous quality, a combination of wistfulness, radiance, yearning, that set her apart and yet made everyone wish to be part of it. The crowd outside was orderly, left quietly. Roy Neal, NBC News, Los Angeles.
None of the movie stars attended funeral services for actress Marilyn Monroe this afternoon. A crowd of 1,000 persons milled around outside the Hollywood mortuary, but it was a quiet funeral compared with the funerals of some other Hollywood greats. Her coffin was rolled to a waiting hearse after simple, non-denominational services conducted by a Lutheran minister. The second of her husband's, former baseball star Joe DiMaggio, and his Marine son spent 5.5 hours in the chapel. He was the last to see her before the bronze coffin was closed. He walked with his son the 125 yards that took the coffin to the mausoleum, Westwood Memorial Park's Corridor of Memories. In a eulogy delivered by Miss Monroe's drama coach, Lee Strasberg, she was called a warm human being, impulsive and shy. A small plaque marks the tomb, Marilyn Monroe, 1926-1962.